me, and I shall be made clean, be made clean. Purge me, and I shall be made clean, be made clean. Takes away the sin of all the world, of all the world. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of all the world, of all the world.
The Word of God, which we consider today, is recorded in Psalm number 51, the first 9 verses. Here we read, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities." I once had a bumper sticker on my car that said, "Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven." And how true that is. David, the human author of Psalm 51, certainly wasn't perfect. While he was the king of Israel, he committed adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite, and he then arranged for Uriah to be killed in battle in an attempt to cover up his sin. When David attempted to hide and cover up his sin, God's hand was heavy upon him, as we read in Psalm 32. But when he finally acknowledged and confessed his sin, God graciously forgave him and cleansed him of all his iniquities. Psalm 51 is David's prayer to God for mercy and forgiveness. He prayed, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." David acknowledged his sins to the Lord God. He prayed, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." God would have been just to judge and condemn David for his sin. David was guilty, and God would also be just to judge and condemn us for our sins against his holy commandments, for we too are guilty. David prayed, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities." David's prayer reveals his faith in God's mercy. He was confident that if God purged away his sin, he would be clean, and if God washed away his sin, he would be whiter than snow. David trusted in the words of Psalm 130, verses 7 through 8, where we read, "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." The Lord God did provide redemption in his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the righteous demands of God's law perfectly in our stead, and then suffered and died on the cross, paying in full the just punishment for the sins of all. Indeed, with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Because Jesus died for our sins and rose again, God reaches out to us in mercy, offering to us and all sinners pardon and forgiveness through faith in the atoning sacrifice offered up by Jesus in our stead. When we confess our sins, as we read in 1 John, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And why? Because we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Because of the redemption accomplished by Christ Jesus, we, like David, can look to God in faith for mercy and forgiveness. We can pray with confidence, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." We pray, O merciful God, cleanse me and purge away my sins in the blood of Jesus, shed on the cross for the sins of all, and I shall be clean and whiter than snow. Amen.
And I shall be made clean, be made clean. Purge me, and I shall be made clean, be made clean. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away all the world, all the world. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of all the world, of all the world. He is Lord.
Scripture is quoted from the King James Version of the Bible. Music is from Robert Evans at scripturesongs.net.